everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Randa Mason, and this is Scott Zolak, and we're here after a 27-16 Patriots victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so, the score might say so, but it wasn't an easy win for the Patriots.
No, and I thought this game would be a little more tougher than what people expected coming in. You know, with Brady being back third game, they're 6-1, bottom line. I thought they ran the ball well. LeGarrette Blount had a really good game today. But there were plays they left out there, no doubt, offensively. I'm sure they'd want to come out and be more effective to start the second half. Special teams, I thought, at times were a disaster today. You know, just not effective enough to win this type of game against this type of opponent on the road. Defensively, they got off the field when they had to, and that's a big thing for them moving forward.
Even with Brady back, LeGarrette Blount, James White continue to be the vehicles that carry this offense.
Right.
Why do you think they're not finding the ball through the air quite as much?
Well, I just think that, you know, Brady's job is to get it to the open guy, and right now he's picking and choosing. I think he's really trying to get back in some sort of a rhythm, and he's almost there. I mean, 78-80% throwing the football throughout the course of these last several weeks. He wants to get the ball to Edelman. It's a step in the right direction for Edelman. 10 targets, 9 catches. That's 90% to that guy. Big plays to Gronkowski down the field. He's the home run hitter for this team.
You mentioned defense getting off the field when they needed to. Mm-hmm. They were much better on third down today. What do you think the difference was?
Well, I just think Malcolm Butler played a more aggressive game. He went all over Antonio Brown, followed him around the field. Thought the safety play was good to help over the top. And when they had a chance to make a play on the ball, they did. Whether it was the offhand, Patrick Chung, great second half. Malcolm completed the interception. Weeks past, we're dropping balls like that. So I think the ability to turn the football over on the defensive side was good for them.
Steven Gostkowski, another missed extra point. Are we worried?
When it becomes week to week and you and I are doing these wrap-ups and we're talking about another miss, yeah, you start to get worried. I am, a little bit.
How do we fix that next week? There's Buffalo. They're the one team that had the Patriots a loss.
Yeah.
How do they right or wrong?
You know what we do next week? Get a nice windy day up in Buffalo and have Steven Gostkowski go 3-for-3 into the win, and I think that cures all.
That fixes everything.
Cures all ailments. Yeah.
All right, so, well, thanks so much for stopping by here. We, of course, will be in Buffalo next week to give you all of your updates.
Exciting.
Until then, I'm Randa Mason, and this is Scott Zolak. We've got a bus to catch.
Gotta go.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.